American Airlines has filed under Chapter 11. GE Aviation is hiring and will be next year too. And China continues development of its first aircraft carrier. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, November 30th, 2011. AMR Corporation, the parent company of American Airlines and AMR Eagle Holding Corporation, has filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization paperwork in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. In a news release on the company website, AMR says the move has been taken to achieve a cost and debt structure that is industry competitive and thereby assure its long-term viability and ability to continue delivering a world-class travel experience for its customers. American did not declare bankruptcy when all its legacy U.S. rivals did a few years ago, and as a result has been saddled with higher costs than they have. AMR says that American Airlines and American Eagle are operating normal flight schedules and their reservations, customer service, Advantage program, Admirals clubs, and all other operations are conducting business as usual. Investors were not enthusiastic about the filing. Shares in AMR collapsed yesterday, falling 84% on the day to close at 26 cents a share. As part of the transition, AMR has named Thomas W. Horton chairman and CEO, succeeding Gerard Arpey, who informed the board Monday of his decision to retire. Horton will also succeed Arpey as chairman and chief executive officer of American while continuing to serve as president of AMR and American. Presumably, Arpey will be okay financially. Unlike 67 of his pilots who retired during the month of November, they've been notified that their pensions will be treated like the other debts, which could be settled for pennies on the dollar, and they've been identified as creditors in the bankruptcy filing. Okay, how about some better news? A flurry of orders announced during the Paris and Dubai air shows this year is bringing an uptick in employment at some GE aviation facilities in the U.S. 8 airlines had engine deals with GE announced just over 3 days of the Dubai show, and the manufacturer will be hiring through 2012. In North Carolina, GE Aviation spokesman Rick Kennedy tells Star News Online the company has already added about 20 workers at its Castle Hayne plant in the last 6 months and plans to hire 10 to 15 more after the first of the year. The Castle Hayne plant builds parts for the GE90 and also for the Gen X powering the 787 Dreamliner and the CFM56 used on the 737. Just up the road in Durham, North Carolina, GE Aviation's plant manager there, Michael Wagner, tells the Durham Herald Sun that his location has hired 70 technicians in the last year and a half and will look at hiring more in 2012. It's easy to become so focused on the amazing pace of aviation development in China that we could forget the country is also conducting sea trials of its first aircraft carrier. The ship is called the Variag, and if that doesn't sound particularly Chinese, there's a reason. It's an old 300-meter-long Soviet aircraft carrier with an armored hull, which was reportedly bought from Ukraine in 1998 without a power plant to be refitted. ASD News reports the ship underwent a first set of sea trials in August, after which the Chinese Defense Ministry said it, quote, returned to the shipyard as planned for further refitting and testing. The work has been carried out, and it set sail again on November 29 to carry out relevant scientific and research experiments, unquote. China has talked up the vessel's research role and has tried to deflect the concerns of neighbors about the significance of the ship's development. The carrier is seen as possible posturing in response to conflicting claims to parts of the South China Sea, a critical shipping lane which also has potentially rich petroleum reserves below its floor. Still ahead, a major space attraction in Canada reopens following an update. Meg's Field was bulldozed in a hurry, but the island still sits undeveloped. And CAP races the clock to honor the Greatest Generation. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, November 30th. I'm Paul Plack. The Cosmodome in Laval, Quebec, calls itself Canada's only museum dedicated to the understanding of space exploration. A transformation of the attraction will be complete in just days, making it a center that will stimulate interest in space adventure and spark enthusiasm for space. On December 15th, it will open the door to a new and unusual concept, a virtual experience of space and methods of space exploration. During their 60-minute virtual experience, visitors will take part in a mission of their choice, reliving the conquest of the moon, embarking on the perilous journey to Mars, or discovering the mysteries of the cosmos by launching a probe. You can find out more online at cosmodome.org. The city of Chicago, at a Monday memorial service, said goodbyes to former First Lady Maggie Daly. And while she's being remembered for her charitable achievements and courage in the face of breast cancer, there's also at least one of her projects which has yet to be completed, the redevelopment of Northerly Island, the former home of Meigs Field. Oversight of that job was given her by her husband, former Mayor Richard Daly. In contrast to the mayor's rush to destroy the airport, the planned makeover of the island is still dragging, as political and economic circumstances make finding the necessary funding unlikely. Blogger Greg Hintz said Monday that Chicago Park District CEO and Superintendent Michael Kelly told him in a recent budget briefing that redevelopment of the island will cost an estimated $100 million and won't happen during the first term of current Mayor Rahm Emanuel. That means at least until the year 2015. Some are questioning why there was such a rush to bulldoze Meigs Field back in March of 2003. Maggie Daly passed away Thanksgiving night after a 9-year battle with breast cancer. She was 68 years old. And finally today, Civil Air Patrol, the official auxiliary of the U.S. Air Force, is observing 70 years of vigilance service. But CAP says its celebration won't be complete until its earliest members, now in their 80s and 90s, are rightly honored with a Congressional Gold Medal. CAP is an all-volunteer service of more than 61,000 members and was founded on December 1, 1941, less than a week before the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor led to America's involvement in World War II. Known at the time as the Coastal Patrol, the subchasers flew at great personal risk. In all, 90 CAP planes were forced to ditch at sea. The military decided to arm their aircraft soon after the patrols began, and, all told, they sank or damaged 2 or more German submarines and attacked 57. Legislation has been introduced and is pending in both houses of the U.S. Congress, H.R. 719 and S. 418, that would award CAP a Congressional Gold Medal for its World War II service. CAP says it will be a diminished victory, however, if none of the World War II-era CAP members are alive to see the law's passage. Civil Air Patrol urges everyone to contact their senators and representatives and ask them to co-sponsor H.R. 719 and S. 418. In both houses, 2/3 of the membership must sponsor the bill before it can be brought up for a vote. Sample letters and other details, including a list of current co-sponsors, are available at www.capmembers.com/goldmedal. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.